Come on in, dude. All right, man. Let's go. Hey.
Fosh, grip him, mate.
That's just odd.
Sorry. I'm getting dressed up for a movie. Fine. I do a lot of shit.
Good, good.
I'm going to get a paper towel. How are you, Forrest?
I'm all right, man.
Isn't it weird that you have a book that's about surviving, and I'm doing a movie that's about a dude who survives in the wild and kills everybody?
That's awesome.
Have you ever thought about murdering people when you're in the wild?
Well, after I murder people, I'm going to go to the wild.
So nobody can catch you?
Well, yeah, it's not, you know, I figure it's probably better than prison.
Better than prison?
Yeah.
Why is that one of the things that is on your mind? Why is prison...
Well, it's the murdering people. It turns out they send you there.
Right.
I heard you can escape and maybe go to, like, Yellowstone, you know?
Right, that would be
but
your
you
game
plan. You
better
have some survival training.
Do you live in the wild?
I don't live in the wild.
What's your
close.
Fucking deal with... Why do you go... What's going on? Why do you look like a caveman on the front of your book and shit?
Exactly. So, I don't know. I mean, well, actually, I do know. What am I talking about? I don't know. Yeah, because I'm bringing it back. I'm living the way people should. I just wanted to experiment with it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you lived in the wild? Like, do you shoot people? Are you a hunter?
I would like to be a hunter. I'm not a hunter.
You don't go hunting? Like,
no.
After you win a fight, you don't go hunting with Matt Hughes?
No, I've never really. I don't like shooting stuff, but I think
I'm
going to...
I don't like
Matt Hughes. I'm going to get into shooting some shit, but I'm going to shoot it like a man. I'm going to trek out, walk out, shoot it, and then bring it back, clean it, go, do the whole deal
myself.
What
about this? Would you be willing to fight an animal with a sword and a shield?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I've always said, because you know how people hunt for bears and shit like that? But they don't hunt for bears. They hunt with a gun.
Yeah. Well,
how hard is that of a fight?
Polar bears will hunt your back.
Yeah, well, they won't hunt you
back. Even if you got a gun.
Oh, yeah?
They try and sneak up on you. They're like the only animal that will hunt you back. You never heard of this?
No.
It's like polar bear hunting. It's kind of a deal.
It's the only one that seems fair to me.
Yeah.
Because they're after you as well.
Which I think is pretty awesome.
So, how do you know about that? Is this because you do like to go in the wild and train for things? I know it's hard for you to take me serious right now because I have a shit on my face.
Yeah.
Get me shit.
Get
me shit to get off so that Forrest Griffin can take me serious.
You're hard dude to take serious.
I can already tell.
I don't think that's going to help. I'm not going to take you serious.
You can take me serious. I'm a very serious individual at times.
No, I'm not buying it.
Are you a tight ass?
Tight ass.
Yeah.
Couldn't be further from it.
Right. Are you like trying to save money and shit? What's your thing with that old shitty car you want, or is that just a joke?
You've
got a good car, right?
No, not at all. I don't believe in consumerism. I'm trying to fight the system, doing my little bit. Now, granted, I'm not kidding myself. It's, you're organizing the silverware drawer and the house is on fire. There's no point in that. But I just try and use as little as possible. I can fight, and I got a pretty big dick. I don't need a nice car, do I?
No.
A piece of shit will get me from point A to point B, and then when somebody runs their shopping cart into it or door dings me, guess what? I don't give a fuck. If
you
it's
don't
wrecked
give a fuck
tomorrow,
about what the kids say. Right.
It's dishwashing soap, and it should work.
Why are you giving me dishwashing soap?
That's going to be good for your eyes. That's going to be real good for your eyes.
Why would you give me dishwashing soap to clean my face?
This is the best soap I have.
I just put it on your eyes.
I'm trying to get more soap.
You gave me Palmolive fucking dishwashing soap to clean my fucking eyeballs?
Auto mechanics use that because it cuts oil. True.
I don't believe you.
It's
you're just
totally
an asshole.
True.
You want to see me roll around in pain.
I want to see that too, but it's also true that'll cut the oil.
Here's some soothing soap and water. Be very careful.
This is the most... Why are you trying to fuck... Dude, just leave the pan on his face.
I can't. It's too much. It's too much to carry right now.
This equipment's too expensive.
Yeah. It's not really.
Okay.
There should be...
Get that out of here.
Why aren't there like
spill.
A team of half-naked women like bathing you? That's what I want to know.
Then it'd be weird
that I was here.
Will, listen to Forrest Griffin. Why isn't there fucking ladies always showering me with shit?
That'd make it awkward for me.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
Well, we could have that dude shower. That'd be quite not the same, yeah.
No, he sucks. He's my boss, though. Your boss is way cooler than my boss.
Yeah. Well, I stay on his good side, so I don't, you know...
Why do you stand? How do you stand? You seem like a Dana White trooper. You seem like you're in that group.
I think kiss ass is more.
You are? You kiss his ass?
No, not really. I just do what the fuck I'm told, and I don't really ask questions.
You know why I think he likes you? I think he likes you because you're a guy that shows up.
I don't ask questions.
That's right. And you do. You do. No, that's what he likes. That's what he likes. And you don't care if you're hurt and stuff.
Yeah, obviously I did, and I regret pulling out of that last fight, so I'll make
it up. But you didn't really pull out. Dana said that he found out.
No, well, I pulled out, though. I was all, you know, I was being a pussy.
All right.
But you were injured. There was a point there where I could have said, no, you know, I can work through it. Let me give it, you know, I could have done that, and I didn't.
But you don't want to.
I took the easy way
out. You knew that you were going to suck.
Well, I did suck. I was getting my ass kicked every day. I would do all right for like one day, and then I'd have to take 2 days light because my arm would be no good.
Right.
So.
It's not, yeah, you gotta be a little bit smart.
You gotta work around that shit, man. That's pussy.
You're kind of a smart dude, though. I can tell. You're not a complete Neanderthal.
Well, I mean, here's
the thing. You're a man's man, but every now and then you know, you like winning, right? You hate losing.
Right, exactly. Hey. We're basing this on other fighters. Comparatively, I'm relatively smart, yes.
Right. Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. And I wasn't saying, like, you're gonna help save
Einstein
people from AIDS or anything.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I know.
No,
for...
Hey, how about AIDS? Isn't that great? It just came from nowhere, and now it's here.
Imagine if it rained AIDS.
That's odd, but okay.
I just thought it'd be
I was
cool
just thinking
song,
about AIDS, actually. Where did, like, it just appeared? It wasn't there.
Somebody had sex with a monkey.
That's really what happened?
That's what they told me. I don't know if
that's
I wasn't
what
there.
Told
I didn't
you.
See
it,
these two
in college. They told you.
I didn't go to college. That was on the streets. That was hard knock information.
The streets of where?
The streets of fucking Melbourne, Australia is where
all
I got that shit.
All right, good deal.
Yeah, I was on the streets.
Knife fighting.
Fucking
whoever.
This shit doesn't even come off.
Oh, just deal with it, man.
I'm gonna have it for the rest of my fucking life.
I mean,
do you
want to
be in the movie, The Woodsman?
The hell no.
Do you
want to
fight me?
Yeah.
In Ellis Mania?
Yeah, but I don't want to be in. I don't want to be in.
You don't
want to
be in. It's not a movie.
Putting paint on my face.
No, do you? There's two different things I asked you.
Yeah, I'll fight you, sure.
Right. Well, boxing, because not MMA, because you're way better at that.
Well, that's bullshit.
You're a better boxer than you are an MMA fighter?
No. I'm just saying, why boxing?
Because I've got more of a chance of punching you in the face before you knock me out. That's why.
Yeah, I don't want you to have a chance.
Oh, you want to just MMA fight me?
I just want to beat the shit out of you. I mean, I don't want...
I know that.
Why are we trying to even this out?
You think I'm as dumb as a fighter, don't you? I'm not going to agree to that. Box you. I'm not afraid of you.
I want everything skewed as much in my favor as possible.
Right. So you're a cheater.
Exactly.
Right. I have questions for you. I wrote them down because I needed to know about stuff from Forrest Griffin.
Yeah, it's important shit.
You've been through a lot of shit, dude.
Important shit. I have. I love this interview just started.
Why?
It was just odd, you know?
So you're not a tight ass. You're just doing this like, fuck you, I don't care if I have a shiny
shoes. I don't give a fuck.
Do you have friends?
I don't give a fuck.
Are you lying? Like, is this a facade or is this some wrestling shit that you're putting on me?
No, I really don't want to give a fuck.
That's what you, but you,
like,
don't you
I spend
but
most
if you try
of my
to
time
not giving a fuck so
not
much,
giving a fuck.
But it's
I
like
give a
you're
fuck about not giving a fuck.
Yes.
It actually becomes work to not care about
Yeah.
It's sad, but, you know, what's the alternative?
Because you got to check yourself. Wait a minute, am I giving a fuck right now?
To wear cool clothes? Is that the alternative?
But you don't have the choice to wear cool clothes. It's easy if you, for one, you're not that good looking, and you're a fighter, and fighters are not stylish. You've never had a reason to fucking put a frame around it. And you get free shit. You're an ugly painting.
I get free
hot
shit.
Hot chicks, they're hot. They fucking start putting shit around themselves because they're so pretty.
Right. Understandable. Yeah.
And you get free shit. Why would you buy a pair? Because you know what you're going to buy if you're
underwear
actually
and
like,
socks, yeah.
I want to be stylish. The first thing you would have done is bought a fucking pair of Affliction jeans. Because you don't know.
That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. Don't ever say that to me.
You've made a decision.
Don't insult me like that, seriously.
That's what I was trying to do. I was making it. It's just, you're a tough guy.
That's a horrible insinuation.
I was good. Because I'm good at insulting people.
Kind of like the big juiced up weightlifters that wear like the zebra pants and the crazy.
Yeah, because they've lost all composure about anything.
It's like fluorescent green. That's a great fucking color. Awesome. Yeah.
They get so enthralled with being fit that they forgot. They forget that they don't know what they're doing.
They're like, oh, I'm so buff, it doesn't matter what I wear.
Yeah, this t-shirt really accentuates my pectoral section. They forget that's a fucking pink t-shirt that has a bunch of skulls and
another
skulls
fucking 10 years, I'll be wearing, like, the same muumuu every day. Like,
what's
Albert
a muumuu?
Einstein, I don't know. Like you know, just like a fucking, basically, like a cloth.
But you said
you've
got a big dick, so you were saying
Albert
that on the radio,
Einstein.
So
no,
you do
no,
use
no.
that.
I insinuated I don't have a small dick.
You said you had a big dick. I could rewind it if you want.
Yeah. All right. Well, I might have over.
You were a little amped. You just walked into the Jason L. show. You wanted to sling it a little bit. Yeah, I get it.
I might wonder. I'm going to rescind that statement.
You know the average one is 5 1/4?
Then I definitely am doing all right.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not afraid to say it. Yeah. I will say it, but I won't look into your eyes.
Well, that makes it slightly less
it's
gay.
It's way less still, gay. But anyway, I wanted to get into the tight ass thing. You haven't really, do you buy anything? Is there anything you like? Do you watch TV?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a consumer. No, I'm
guilty.
So
you have a massive television?
No, I got a small tool. I never buy the biggest or the newest of anything. No, I'm just from Augusta. Tight ass, I used to scalp Masters tickets.
Right.
And the guy I used to scalp Masters tickets with gets me the hookup. He still does that, actually. He's like in his 30s. He still scalps Masters tickets.
Probably does all right, though.
Yeah, he does good. You make like $800 a day, just like fucking, you know. Slinging tickets.
So that's how
I'm mad. All the rappers, like, they're hustlers. Fuck that, man. MMA guys are hustlers. I'm whoring myself out left and right.
I don't think it's really a bad thing to whore yourself out. I think fighting is one of the toughest things you could ever do.
I think it depends on what you do with the money you get from all the whoring.
You didn't get that much money, did you? UFC guys don't get boxing money.
No.
You've got to save your money.
I don't have to save them. I don't care.
You don't spend that much
children.
Money. Right. Do you have sex with hot chicks?
Just
because
you're
Forrest Griffin. Oh, you're married.
Very, very married.
Oh, so there really is a huge sarcastic part of your life because this whole thing you were spacking off. You care. You totally care. You're in love with somebody.
What do I?
You're in love with somebody.
Well, I think that's like.
Do you live with her?
Yeah.
Well, then what's in your fucking house, you liar? You've got a bunch of shit in there.
It's your not wife my wants shit.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Does she have a job?
Yes. Why? Yeah.
Who makes the most money?
Obviously me.
Obviously you. So from time to time you buy stuff. Does she have a wedding ring and an engagement ring?
She's got those things.
How many carrots, motherfucker? How many fucking...
How many South Africans just died? Yeah, I don't know. She insisted it was conflict-free. She's very heady like that.
Why can't you live in the woods like Jeremiah Johnson with that Indian chick before the Indians killed her?
I don't know. I'm working on it, man.
If you were Jeremiah Johnson, you would have stopped them.
Yeah, I would. Maybe. I don't know.
He blew it.
I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
You don't want Jeremiah. You've never seen the movie Jeremiah Johnson?
No.
And you have a book book about
survivalism. Yeah.
You might want to check it out.
Full of shit. Yep.
You might want to check. No, it's pretty real.
No.
You would appreciate it.
Not me.
Oh, you're
not
full
Jeremiah.
Of shit.
I've heard of Jeremiah Johnson. Yeah, I'm just not. I didn't know he had an Indian
chick. How old are you,
Forrest? 32.
It's time. It's time for Jeremiah Johnson.
Is it?
Break I feel it like just because of the book that you have and all that kind of stuff that
I
you...
I should have done some research.
It's not even that. It's
I
just going to
no
be a
research.
Very entertaining movie.
I did no research
Sort of like the movie
whatsoever.
Red Belt. I bet you enjoyed the movie Red Belt that was about mixed martial arts. Did you catch that?
I most certainly
did,
did not.
Flick,
I did not enjoy that film.
Fuck, it was good, man.
Yeah. I saw it. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. Pharrell's in it, though. I like that bit. That's the only bit
Who?
I like. Pharrell, the radio dude. You haven't been on his show?
No.
You probably have.
Price.
Do you been on radio in New York?
Yes.
You were on the Pharrell show.
Fucking phenomenal.
He probably likes you. So you cost me $100 one time, just so you know that.
Well, I mean, you're the radio guys. I'm sure you make plenty of money.
Actually, I make way less than you do.
You
I make
like
as much money
jobs,
as your
though.
Cut guy. Yeah, I'm pretty good at a lot of shit.
You got like 6 jobs, so I mean, I'm sure you're doing fine. I don't feel bad.
Would you adopt a baby?
I would if it was up to me, yeah.
Right. Would it be a black one or a white one?
I don't know.
Do you want to be an actor still?
Just a boy. I don't care. Preferably a large black child. Right. Like, I want the biggest black baby they got.
Because you could shape him into the ultimate.
It's been sick like that.
I believe that.
That's,
I would love it.
That's
if you
actually
LA,
how my racism manifests itself.
You're racist? Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. You want to help
perceive,
black people, not white people.
No, well, I don't like either people. But I just perceive that for some reason a large black child would have a better chance of being a good athlete than a white child.
I agree. I mean, I'm not afraid to say this. Asian women can't drive as good as we can.
They really can. I'm not even trying to bullshit. What is up? What's up with what's going on?
Just the way it goes.
I'm not even kidding. They're really horrible. It just happened. Fuck, if it didn't just happen on the way here. We're behind some Asian lady. She's obviously in the turn lane, and then she decides she needs to go left.
We hear it all the time here, Forrest Griffin. All the time. So the
only Asians we have in Vegas are Hawaiians, and they can drive, so.
Right. See, I've never gone out with a Hawaiian.
I don't think they're even really Asian. I'm probably insulting them. I have no idea.
I think Hawaiians are a little bit Asian.
Yeah, it's Asia-ish.
It's some
I don't
sort
know.
Of thing. Like Pakistani dudes. You know they're Asian, right?
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Indians are Asian.
Yeah.
They're Asian. They're all Asian. We're all black, though, really, at the end of the day.
I thought we were all, yeah, that's a
good one. First man was a black man, that's what I heard.
There you go.
So there it is. Did you watch True Blood?
I watched it a couple seasons.
Let me ask you this question.
I'm not into homosexual werewolves. I haven't seen it this year.
Let me ask you this question. Your dad's alive, right?
Yeah.
Good.
As far as I know.
Oh, you don't have your father never hung out with him?
I talked to him a couple years ago, a couple times.
And what, did he want some money from
the UFC channel? No, he didn't. He was actually pretty cool, actually. He was all right.
But he wasn't around your whole childhood?
No, I don't know him.
See, that's this thing. When the father leaves, you can go one way or the other. You were probably a little bit dangerous for a while there. Am I right, Forrest?
I had some years where I burned myself with a lighter and listened to some Trent Reznor.
The pain!
In my dark room.
The pain of being Forrest Griffin.
Oh. Where were you going with this anyway?
Dana White's like your father now.
Daddy Dana!
He's the one that takes care of you.
I call him Uncle Dana.
He's the one that's going to make everything better.
So far, so good.
So yeah, but
are
would
those
you,
real diamonds in that ring? Yours?
Fuck yeah, it is, man. Oh. I was a pro skateboarder. They actually paid you.
Wow, that's crazy talk.
That's about all I have to show from it.
What years? Like, how old are you when your career's over skateboarding?
Depends on how you take care of yourself. If you do heroin and prostitutes, you're out about 30, 32. 30?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not bad considering heroin.
Oh no, I was on fire. Yeah, no, I was fucking sweet. I could have been great. I was great. I could have been the greatest. There you go. I'm like the Charles Barkley of vert skateboarding. Why are you filming me now?
Mind if I get part of the interview?
No fucking clue what that even means. Why do you have like three cameras in here? You're not this fucking important.
I'll tell you
important.
What. I'm not this important. But you are now witness.
Oh my goodness.
I'm the LeBron James of radio.
I don't even know what that means.
Means if you pay me enough money, I'll team up with anybody to be the champ.
That's like I'm dancing about architecture. It's beautiful.
You know what? It's such a good comeback. Being the king of radio is pretty fucking metal. I'm like, I'm the best dude in afternoons, and then I realized that there's nobody in afternoon radio.
I was quoting Frank Zappa. It's pretty sweet.
There isn't anybody trying to beat me.
You know, at least you're not doing the early morning gig like those slaves.
But that's the big time. That's when you're. I do Friday mornings. On Fridays I'm big. One day a week I'm fucking sweet. You keep talking over me, mate, and driving me. I keep forgetting what I was going to ask you. What was the other thing I was going to ask you? The fucking thing about True Blood.
Fucking important.
If your dad died because he was murdered by a vampire.
Yeah.
Listen, stay with me, all right? And then you had
would
a chance.
Fuck another dude?
Listen. You had a chance to kill the vampire that killed your father. And your father, as he was dying, said, "Avenge me." Yeah. And you had a chance to kill this guy. And the only way you could kill him is to make out with a dude. Would you do it? And if you did, and I know you would do it. And if you did do it, would you be gay while you're making out with a dude?
Wow. Yeah. Obviously, that's just a really convoluted mess there.
You do it?
I'd have no idea.
I know I would. Shane Carwin, are you on the radio?
Yeah.
Shane Carwin, Forrest Griffin. All on the Jason Ellis Show because I am the overhaul. I'm the fucking underlord. I fucking run radio MMA. I'm a Dana White in the air. I'm an aerial White.
You got the fucking haircut. Yeah. So,
Shane Carwin, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, man.
I've got makeup in my lungs.
I remember the first time I met Forrest Griffin, he was actually signing at one of the small shows I fought in down in Frisco, down in Texas.
Was he nice to you, or was he all, "I'm the ultimate fighting champion of the world"?
He was a great guy. He actually went out to dinner with us, and, you know, we had a good time. And you know, of course, the fans were going crazy for him down there. I don't know if they even paid attention to my fight. I think they were busy talking to him and getting autographs.
Right.
Small world. I had bated breath to see how that was going to go. I thought he was going to call me out and be like, "Forrest, son of a bitch." In front of everyone. I was like, damn.
You got to be worried with that.
I just got called the son of a bitch by a guy. I can't really do anything to about it.
He is the kind of guy that you can't even, even Forrest is going to admit there's nothing. He can rape you, Forrest.
It's possible.
Maybe you can escape if you've got to run the guy. If you rocked him and got a really good head start and it was in the streets.
Got, yeah, if I
but
just
if
got
it was
routed,
in,
baby,
if it was like
know.
In the private of his house, there's a 90% chance that Shane Cowan could rape you at will, and you would cry while he's in there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
How's that feel, Shane? He loves
to rape another guy.
I can rape Raw Dog.
I got
what's that saying, though?
Yeah, what's that, Shane?
I said, I got mixed emotions about that.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a good answer. Shane Cowan is a team player, Forrest Griffin. Do you know how to wrestle? Not really, huh?
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
But you should get into that.
There's a chapter in my book.
Yeah.
Called,
About wrestling? Or
no,
about Shane Cowan?
No, about fucking dudes.
Right.
It's,
Everyone should have it.
It's revenge. When murder isn't enough, how to rape a dude and maintain your heterosexuality.
Is that really in your book?
Yes.
Is your book... Are you lying?
But that's an actual chapter.
Where's your fucking book? Where are you signing autographs or some shit?
Torrance, tonight at 7. I don't know. Some bookstore. Place where they sell books. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't read.
How to rape a dude and maintain your heterosexuality.
Well, you fucking read it. I don't read.
Apparently, if it's just a hate crime, it's you're not gay. I don't know.
Borders and Torrance tonight over on Torrance Boulevard. 3700 Torrance Boulevard, 7
Who are you
tonight.
Kidding? Nobody's listening to this
and then,
shit.
And then he's in Vegas tomorrow.
Shane quit listening. He's like, he's bored already. He's like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to talk about fighting right now, dude, about wrestling. I'm going to segue.
What was your question about wrestling?
Shane Cowan, can you tell us about wrestling? Apparently, it's people are kicking it off the world.
Yeah, you know, a little bit about wrestling. I was just out of Bakersfield, and they're trying to save the program out there. And, you know, this is a Division I program, and they've had a lot of great wrestlers come out of there.
You when you mean save it, you mean it's they're getting rid of it?
Damn you, Title IX.
They're going to cut the programs. You know, I think right now, as we speak, I think there's 3 Division I schools in California, and I think there's like somewhere around 30,000 high school wrestlers without a place to go to in college and can be able to continue an education and get a career, you know, and something that they love to do.
Can you get a career out of wrestling?
Yeah.
You're going to MMA.
Yeah, it's called UFC.
Right.
That's your wrestling career. Bam, right there.
So what can I, because you said that you'd be willing to do some sort of fighting to help raise awareness to this. I was saying, would you be willing to fight my band at Ellis Mania 6? That's all 4 of us against you in a wrestling fight.
Fucking A.
You would do that?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I wanted to add an element. Forrest, tell me if you've been to this, if you actually cared about anything on the planet besides your shitty book.
I don't care about that either,
you don't
trust
even,
me.
Fuck, you're the man.
It's garbage.
I really am starting to
it's
like
garbage.
You. Check out Forrest Griffin's shitty book at some shitty bookstore.
About shit? Literally.
It's about fucking dudes
shit
and
title.
Shit. How to rape a dude and take a shit with Forrest Griffin. Yeah, but seriously, Shane Cowan, I will fight you and we'll wear MMA gloves and headgear because the other guys have to watch out that they don't get concussions because they're pussies. But there's submissions are allowed to be
You're not
involved.
You're going to get a concussion wrestling. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You're not going to get a concussion wrestling.
Have you seen Raw Dog?
Are you going to supplay him?
No, what happens if he falls over and hits his head on the mat?
Oh, fuck him. Only the strong survive,
that's
man.
Not, well,
on.
That's not the way. No, see, you're a Neanderthal, and you would just be with a bunch of Neanderthals, and sooner or later you'd get hungry and start eating each other.
Which
I would keep a cocksucker like that so that he can invent the wheel, and then I could roll out.
I would probably eat him.
Yeah, I know. You're scary, dude. I don't trust you. So are you into that, Shane?
Yeah, absolutely. Are we wrestling or are we doing you know some MMA? What is it?
So it's all
I think
you can't do MMA.
I think we can do
your job title doesn't preclude you from doing any MMA. It's just wrestling.
What can you just do a little bit of MMA?
I don't know.
Like you're not allowed to you're not allowed to punch and kick Raw Dog in the
Danny
face.
Don't piss Dana off. That's a rule.
Oh, you think that's gonna piss?
I don't know. Just make sure you don't step on any toes there.
Do you think that might happen, Shane?
We could call it training. You could come in to train.
Yeah, you're trying to piss. Yeah, let's just do wrestling. Because Forrest lives in Dana White's ass. whatever he says is warm
and happy. All my needs are met.
I know. I've never heard him say one bad dude, Forrest. He's the greatest fucking guy, bro. He's such a great athlete, bro. He's always there, bro. He's injured, doesn't care, bro. He's a real fighter. Yeah, we know about Forrest. I've heard it all from Dana White. He's publicist. So yeah, I would say we will wrestle each other. And we will add submissions, because that's not MMA.
What the fuck you got high school trophies over here for?
That's a surf trophy for the greatest wave ever caught at Tavarua by me.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
That's great.
Maybe we could get some of these other big names, you know, that wrestling obviously gave them the opportunity that they have. So maybe we can get a Brock Lesnar out there, a Kane Velasquez, Josh Koscheck, some of these other big-time wrestlers.
I definitely think we could get Josh Koscheck. I'm friends with him.
Yeah. You know what? I think we can get a Stephen Neal too. He's supposed to give me a call and say thanks for being out there and helping support his program. And as everyone knows, he's an All-Pro and he plays for the Patriots. So
they definitely need to save wrestling, because if it wasn't for wrestling, you could almost beat the greatest fighter in the world. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about fucking Chael Sonnen.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
He fucking
son
was...
Son of bitch.
Oh!
Son of bitch.
That's the biggest... Oh! I've ever seen in my life. Poor bastard. Actually, no, there was another one that I saw recently. There's no way that Shane Carwin was as bummed as I was about Shane Carwin not beating Brock Lesnar. There's no way. I saw your face after the fight. I was way more devastated than you were. Way more.
Yeah, you know, shit happens, and I'll work on some things, and you know, that's it. You know, you go out there and do your best you can, and you come out, and
shit does happen. It's true.
I think it's a good thing for you, dude.
It happens to me a fucking lot.
Yeah, but that's because you've got a stupid head and you don't move it.
Yeah, I've tried. Fuck.
Nah, I've seen you kind of like, nah, I'm going to keep it there. It's good for the fans.
Fuck it, yeah.
You're a man's man. We love you. You're the people's champ.
I'm fucking moderately retarded.
You don't have brain damage yet. I can tell. You are not fucking fried yet.
Yeah.
You seem like you've got a brain.
Do you ever think life would be easier if you were just perma-stoned, like just fried?
Yeah.
Like, I just hope when I do get retarded, I'm like one of those happy old retarded guys. When I first started boxing, we had a guy like that at the gym.
Yeah.
Who's like, hey, who's always like happy. He was fucking retarded, but he was happy.
It's not fun to say retarded. He's supposed to say mentally challenged.
He was fucking retarded.
Right.
Because he started out okay and then got hit in the head like a million times.
Right. Brain damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. But as long as he's happy, ignorance is bliss.
Well, it was like a warning. It was like, if you're going to box, the waivers talk to him. Right. Hey, man, he's in a thing.
All right, let's get off this one and talk to Shane Carwin, because I'm trying to tell Shane Carwin that loss was actually it was a gift. Because now, when you get the belt, it's going to be that much sweeter, because you've gone through highs and lows. Everyone has to go through highs and lows. You didn't lose a fight. You need to feel defeat before you can have the ultimate victory. Aren't I right, Forrest Griffin?
Sounds like bullshit to me.
Wait a minute, didn't you lose one time before you won the belt?
I lose all the time, though.
But before you won the belt, who beat you up? Who knocked you out? Wasn't it fucking the Dean of Mean?
The Billy
Goat
himself.
He knocked you the fuck out.
Repeatedly,
And then you beat up his boy and took the belt in front of everybody.
I suppose that happened, yeah.
You were pretty fucking happy about it. I was there.
Yeah.
I was giving Everlast $100 when you were fucking talking about how cool you are for getting punched in the face. I was like, you fucking asshole.
You lost money to Everlast.
Fucking white people. Hey, always fucking get the win.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, Shane Carwin, you're lucky. That's what I think.
Hey, I'm excited, man. We'll get back in there and, you know.
I mean, you had it, dude. You had it. You're better than him.
Well.
You're better than him. Remember when he shot on you and he didn't go down and he stood up and then you punched him in the face? Remember that bit?
Absolutely.
That was fucking awesome.
I've challenged his athleticism to my athleticism from the start, and, you know, I just got to be able to continue that through five rounds and work on some things, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, I'm excited to fight whoever I get next. Shit.
Yeah, it's going to be Taint Stick.
I love fighting.
Who's he fighting?
Taint Stick. My band.
Wow. He's like, is that
a bad joke? It's a bad joke. I really like you, Shane Carwin. Thanks for calling the show, and let's stay connected so that we can keep this whole thing going, so that we can finalize how you're going to beat up my band.
Absolutely.
Is there anything that the kids need to know about when it comes to this wrestling thing to help wrestling from not existing so that Chael Sonnen can be a living legend?
You know, the whole thing with wrestling is, you know, I kind of always called it a poor kid's sport, and I was poor growing up, and it was a sport that poor kids were in, and I was in the boys' club, and you listen to a lot of the stories, and a lot of these guys come from the same background, and it's a tough sport, and it's a martial art, and there's a lot of great guys that come out of it, and a lot of great college programs, and let's face it, there's a lot of great MMA fighters that come out of it, and it's a definite worthy cause.
Forrest Griffin, how do you feel about wrestling?
Fucking hate it.
Oh, you hate wrestling?
Yeah, I hate it. Dude just want to throw me on my head. I'm not a fan. But, I mean, that's only because I suck at it. If I'd wrestled, I'd probably love it.
Right.
But, you know, basketball seemed much cooler. Little did I know.
It panned out for you all right.
More or less.
You're all right, dude. They're not going to fire you anytime soon. I think you could lose three straight and still hold the job there.
Well, I'll find out. I'll let you know. We'll see.
Positive attitude there by Forrest Griffin. Shay Cohen, I have to go.
All right, man. Thanks for letting me call in late, buddy. Sorry about that.
Take care, Shane.
Later, mate. It is Shane Cohen, a real American who has two jobs.
That's ludicrous.
Writing books about fucking saving yourself from being ass raped.
Trying to save the world.
So what was the other question that I had for you? There's a bunch of calls. Everybody wants to talk to you about shit. You don't drink or smoke. Do you drink to get drunk?
I drink, yeah. I drink.
Sometimes?
I don't drink liquor. I drink beer and red wine in limited quantities.
Do you want to hit me?
All the time.
Do you want to hit me with this massive stick thing? It's like a kendo stick?
No, I don't use sticks.
You don't do sticks?
Maybe, I don't know.
I heard that you can really fucking hurt somebody if you rack that across the back of their legs.
Yeah, oh yeah, I would bet. I would bet.
Hey.
How about you? You a drinker?
Nah.
Because of the drugs and all, you had to quit teetotaling?
Yeah, I'll smoke crack if I drink.
Yeah.
It's not really, not anymore.
Right
it was just the time in my life.
Right down the spiral?
Not now.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do it anymore now, but even if I did it, I'd be fine.
I really enjoy drinking.
I'm very intelligent now. I used to be stupid.
If you say so, whatever.
Well, you got dumber as you got older because you got punched in the head all the time.
And
I don't get punched in the head that much.
Yeah.
A little bit.
But you were doing crack, so, I mean.
No, that's what I'm saying. Crack's worse than punches to the head for sure.
Crack is probably the best thing ever.
It does feel good.
Here's how awesome crack is. I've seen people that should be dead not die because their desire for crack is so great.
Yeah.
Should be dead, but they want crack. Well, I'll die later. I got to do some crack.
I think it's bad for your cardio, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think crack is.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was an MMA dude that was addicted to crack. Who was that one dude?
Fuck if I know.
He did an interview about how he used to smoke crack, then he came back to the UFC. I was like, man, what about the heroin addict dude that won the Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah, used to be a heroin, died one time.
He died, and he came back to life.
Yeah, so he's got that going for him.
Hey, do you have a fucking contest so we can add any drama to this, you cocksuckers, or is he just going to fucking wail on me?
We're thinking he just wails on you.
Right.
Nobody else wants to fuck Forrest.
Dude, the guy's a friendly guy. I ain't going to go that hard, right? You're mellow.
Yeah, I don't care.
I got boxing gloves. You want to fucking punch me?
I don't care about that either.
I just don't care.
Right. Can't make me care. How about that?
What? Make you care?
I can't make you care. I don't give a fuck.
Can I hit you with that?
Sure.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, why not?
It's actually worse, huh? I'd rather you hit me.
We'll take turns.
We'll take turns.
Roshimbo, yeah.
Let's do it.
Fuck it.
All right. Are we going into the room?
Yeah.
I need a long microphone then.
Well, then plug it in. I think this is called a kendo stick.
Back of the legs type deal here?
Huh?
Back of the legs?
Yeah, it's apparently if you get hit in the back of the legs, you can't die. That's the... See, it's mellow. It's not like an injury.
I feel quite homosexual about another dude hitting me with a stick. But
it's a fucking... It's a pretend sword. Fucking ninjas use it.
It's like a sword.
Why do you have a knife out right now?
Where'd you get a knife?
I don't know. There should always be a knife.
No, there should not always be a knife.
He brought a knife to a kendo stick.
There should never be a hair.
I will tell you why I have a knife. Because you can't take guns on planes.
Oh, man. I'm so... Don't want to play this game anymore.
I went to jail one time for
having a knife on the plane.
Gun. I've gotten knives.
Because you wouldn't give it to them or because
you just forgot.
Had it?
I just forgot.
And you had to go to jail for
you
having it in your pocket.
It.
Yeah.
Did you have it in your pocket?
It was in my carry-on.
How come it didn't light up on the security thing?
Oh, it did. That's when the jail part happened.
Straight to jail, no argument. No, oh, I left
well,
it in my bag.
The guy, no, well, I thought the kid was going to let me go. Real nice guy. And then his boss starts running over screaming, the TSA lady. Here's how ridiculous it was.
Yeah.
They had me carry my own bag with the gun in it to the police podium.
Wait a minute.
I'm not bullshitting you.
You just said gun.
In my bag. Like, in the bag. They were like, the dude was like, hey, you got your, you got your gun in your bag? I was like, oh, shit, I do, man. I forgot. The kid, the TSA kid that was the screener.
Yeah.
So they started, I started to carry my own bag to the police podium. It was in Vegas. There's like a police stand right there.
Yeah.
And then the lady starts flipping out and screaming and runs over and takes a bag from me. And I was like, yeah, that seems right. There's a gun in that. And then they took me to jail.
Did he just add a gun to the story?
He had a gun when he went through security.
Oh, the story was the gun, you idiot.
I thought he had a knife.
But he was the Popo. Popo could carry a gun.
Well, wait a minute, that changes the story. Why would you have a gun and try to bring it on the airplane? Everybody knows you can't do that.
I just forgot.
You can't have a gun in your carry-on.
Nobody forgets
they have a gun in a carry-on.
It was like
Forrest,
7 in the morning.
Do you have one in your fucking pocket right now?
I told you, I flew this time. I didn't want to go to jail. No.
But usually you have a gun with you?
No, yeah. Here's a knife.
In your backpack, in your gym bag and shit?
Always.
Why? You're in the Beatles.
This shit is gonna go down.
Oh, man,
I am gonna be ready, son. All right, let's fuck
out. Yeah, hold on, plug it in. Come on.
I'm gonna rock it.
Fucking hurry up already. How long
is it in? Is the bike in? Oh, we're going long.
Hold on.
I have to say we're going long.
Because, well, we're not literally going along, because Tony Hawk's Demolition Radio is coming on at 4 o'clock.
That computer is almost expensive.
It's Rodo's computer. He's nanorobot, man.
Oh, come on.
Hey, put the headphones on so we can write
it. Come on, mic it up. Dude, don't put your ass at me. Go sideways on me.
Oh. I don't
Other way.
The fuck?
This way. All right. It's across the back of the legs, they say.
It's back of the legs, right?
Yeah, like hamstring.
Hamstring.
Shorts on.
And he really doesn't care. He's got bus driver car code. He looks like a 1985 BMX rider right now. Oh my god, dude.
I couldn't care less.
So, here we go.
Give me the fucking stuff.
Come on. You gotta face me. Otherwise, it's gonna be both legs.
Alright, wait.
Both legs?
Oh!
The back.
Okay, I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
Here we go.
Yeah.
He goes, shit!
Up a little bit.
No, I was supposed to Rochambeau.
Well, yeah, that was kind of
funny. Yeah, you're fucking lying.
Let's go, you fuck.
Better than
hell.
Hold on. Oh! Give me the calf as
well. I fucked it up. I'm sorry. It was all this shit. I was going to knock your fucking expensive skateboards off the wall. Just do it.
It's like a karate chop.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're a fucking idiot. You're just cheating. I'm looking if I accidentally hit you across the back. Is that cool? You fucking
asshole. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm hitting your bus driver. Right, cab.
Do it. Make it happen.
I'm going to do it.
Make it happen.
Oh, shit. Fuck, what's with your stone cold face?
I don't know.
Oh, now he's going to swing.
So I'm going to not... Knock that computer over.
That hurt me.
There's so much shit in this room. This is the most crowded room ever. To play and hit somebody in the, do it.
Ah, shit!
Oh, they got me. All right. Yeah, that was real.
He doesn't say, oh, but it hurt bad.
Oh, fuck.
But now you go.
Look at his face. Look at his face. Good, go. I don't care.
Oh god, that's so fucking lame. You about to do it again?
I don't care.
You gotta brush and both one at a time.
This is a whole interview. That's ridiculous.
Wait, I can stop now, right?
You can stop if you want.
Fucking hell.
Alright, I love it.
Oh! Oh shit, that was bad.
Oh wow, yeah.
Look at his face. You're way more into it today. This is the last one, I can already tell. Yes, it is. I did not skip it.
And Ellis ran.
And
away he goes. That's pretty legit right there.
Oh, you guys are not fucking around. Forced this shit with shorts on. It didn't flinch or give a fuck.
Yeah, but that's because he's good at... That's that whole MMA dudes. When they get hit, they don't show that they're getting hit.
Nah, I was just trying to not give a fuck. Strategy. Not giving a fuck.
Wow. That stick is gnarly. That's the first time we've used
honest,
the stick.
This is more fun than most interviews. I'm not going to lie to you.
We wait till we have snakes in the studio. That's when
back for that shit.
Yeah. You I'll ever been it. Bitten by a wild animal?
Yes. On many occasions, actually. Now you got me thinking about it, yeah.
What?
I was
animals?
Bitten by a fucking giraffe. That's no bullshit. That's real. I thought I was going to die.
What? You were attacked by a giraffe? Were you in Africa or at the zoo?
South Africa. At a animal reserve.
And you went over to pat it and it attacked you?
I thought it would be fucking hilarious to run up, climb on the fence, and throw my arm over the giraffe and have Rory take a picture.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious. Cause he's
a
like,
wild giraffe.
Yeah, he's like coming over this huge, like a 9-foot fence to you know, eat fucking grass or chew cud or whatever the fuck they do. Eat, vegetables. Good for you. And so I
ran,
you know, ran over and put my my arm, and he bit my head. Like he literally bit my head.
On your face or?
No, like over my head. His mouth went over my head.
He tried to eat your head.
Yeah, and my hat ended up on the other side of the fence. I didn't go looking for it. And then I also got bitten by a fucking horse when I was a kid. Yeah. And my mom, the guy, you know, we're supposed to be like doing this trail thing, you know, and the guy's like, that horse has never done anything like that before. Something's wrong with your kid. And my mom was like, yeah, he's fucked up. Don't worry about it.
Can you ride horses?
No, they try and attack me. So they hate me.
Can you milk
animals
a cow?
Hate me.
Can you milk a cow?
Erish and me were trying to... There's not a lot of cows in Erish.
Who's that?
The guy that does the actual work on this book bullshit.
Oh, yeah, because he was with you the whole time.
He actually moved out to Vegas. And he was going to live with us, but he's just a slob. I need order.
Oh, fuck, man. We have to go? What a fucking...
I know.
Just so everybody knows, if you can hear what Forrest Griffin... You're breathing heavy from this contest.
Am I?
I feel like I won.
Oh,
I feel
goodness.
Like you're more hurt than I am.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just excited. You just woke me up a little bit. I'm excited.
Because that's all
good
it
go.
Is. Makes you come alive, doesn't it?
It does.
A little bit of pain. I can tell you come alive when you fight people. That's why I didn't even think that dude that you beat up to become the Ultimate Fighter was that tough until I saw him beat up Krzysztof Jasinski the other day, and I was like, man, and you beat that dude
that
up
dude
easy.
That dude is so tough.
He is super tough.
He took like 27 shots straight to the chin.
He is mega tough, huh?
Think about this. Have you ever seen Stefan hurt? The only time he was even a little bit hurt is when John Jones elbowed him in the back of the head. And like, we talked to him, and he was like, I was just confused. I didn't know what the fuck happened.
But he doesn't go out, huh? He's never gone out.
No, never. That's wild, right? What a jerk. I hate him. I want that chin.
Right. But you do pretty good, too, though.
Yeah, but I want, like, the perfect chin. It can't be stopped.
You haven't fucked your brain yet to the point where if you get touched, you go to sleep, like some of the guys have yet, right? You can still take a couple of good ones before you go to sleep.
I still got some time, yeah.
Yeah. Do you worry about that day?
Like, very much. That's actually, yeah. That's one of my bigger fears. That and just old age
of your career,
general.
Not because you want to keep fighting, right?
Well, just, you know, for the career and just for life, you know. I don't want to get knocked out if I got to defend my family or some shit like that.
Okay, you know? I get you.
But like, I would shoot those people.
Because you always have a gun with you at all times.
Unless I'm
If
flying.
Anybody wants to get shot, they can go to Forrest Griffin's book signing. Where are you going to shoot people? Noon is
it says right there, 7 p.m. Borders Torrance.
Yeah, at Borders Torrance, Forrest Griffin will shoot you. That makes me want to go. Go there and talk some shit. See what happens. Final calls, Travis.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, what up?
I just want to see. I'm going to the UFC Fan Expo in Boston this month.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend actually just bought me a ticket to go to the training and development with Forrest Griffin. So I was actually just curious on, like, what that's going to be like. I mean, are you just coaching it? Are you rolling with us? What's going on?
Yeah, if you don't hurt me, I'll roll with you. But let's jump back to the key point in that story. Your girlfriend? Come on.
Yeah, it's my birthday, the 28th, so she bought my UFC Fan Expo ticket.
Dude, if it's a boy, it's cool, dude.
Just so you know, Forrest Griffin is calling you a pussy. You've got to be thrilled about that, sir. Thank God you got through.
I'll see you there, though.
There it is. Forrest Griffin calling you all
Just
pussies.
Remind me it was you. I'll chuck the shit. I mean, yeah, we'll be cool.
Loves it when the girls advise people to get into mixed martial arts. Lynch, you're on with Forrest Griffin.
Forrest, Dallas, what's going on?
Oh, good day.
Got a quick question. I want to know both of your guys' opinions on Anderson Silva and the feud going on between him and Dana White.
There is?
Yeah.
I thought the other night we settled that feud.
Yeah, they already settled that. I saw it on TV when he beat Chael Sonnen, and he came up and the spider said, "This is a very bad fight, I'm very bad fight." And he was like, "Dude, you kidding me? That was a great fight! Great fight!" And it looked like Dana was very happy.
Yeah.
Right?
That was great for Anderson's career. Anderson needed a fight like that. He's looked lackadaisical. People always looked at Anderson, myself included, and said, well, if I was that talented, gifted, and quick, I'd just whoop everybody's ass too. But we saw this time he needed a little heart. He had to take a little ass whooping. He had to survive and still come through and win and you know, show the stuff like courage and character that I think will draw people to him.
That's why they love you, Forrest Griffin. Because you've got heart. You're all heart.
I thought it was because I have great recaps of fights like that. I thought it was that.
What are you going to do when you retire from fighting? You moving to the woods with your wife?
Me and Jeremiah Johnson.
Are you going to do that, or do you want to be an announcer like the other ass kisses that are friends with Dana White?
Do you remember the guy that had the big bear?
Why don't you?
I want to do that. No, I hate fucking announcing fights.
You do? You hate that?
When I watch,
you look good when you're on the camera and you do the interview.
I like Joe Rogan too.
You know Chael Sonnen, but
yeah,
who
I know
is?
I got some problems, but. When I watch fights, I'd turn that shit off and, like, turn music on. I don't like people talking. I like death metal.
You don't like Joe Rogan?
I just don't give a fuck.
Love Joe Rogan.
That's is that, do you get the theme? I don't give a fuck.
You know what?
I don't want
to
hear it.
I get it. I get it. A Strike Force, I think I would listen to metal if I was watching Strike Force.
Oh,
yeah. That makes sense, because those dudes are...
Dude's just like raking on my brain.
I don't understand why they can't get anybody.
Fingernails on the brain.
Why can't they hire you to just do some announcing?
Obviously, that wouldn't work for me.
Right. You want to stay on Dana's good side.
And I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Not announcing, though. I think, I was thinking about being a park ranger.
Are you saving a lot of money so that you can have it later so you don't have to have another job? Like, how do you feel about a job when you retire from MMA? I'm not saying that your job is easy.
I think I could maybe be a park ranger.
Yeah.
Maybe Dick's Last Resort Restaurant. I think I could be a greeter.
You think you could be a dick?
Yeah, I've been my whole life. It comes naturally. Turn it off. Greeter.
Greeter.
A dick greeter.
Huh? What is a dick greeter?
People come to the restaurant...
You
and I shake their
dicks?
Trousers.
Is this in the bathroom?
It's the trouser shake.
Oh, that guy.
Don't worry about
you
that.
You give him a mint and a hand job?
Yeah, I mean, Brian. Only if you put a dollar in the fucking bucket.
Brian.
Hey, Uru.
Cockatoo.
That was dare.
Bort.
Hey, Anna.
I heard a rumor that you're fighting John Bones Jones. Can you confirm or deny that?
I hope I'm not fighting John Bones Jones. I mean, I might be. Fuck it. If I am, I am. I'll do it. But I'm not even training right now. That's a bad dude. That dude will whoop my ass. I mean, fuck it. What's the word? It couldn't be worse than Anderson Silva.
Oh, you're the realest dude.
It shouldn't be worse than that, right? Every fight I go into, no matter what happens, it could be worse than Anderson Silva. Because that shit was a year ago, and literally every day, people ask me something about that.
I wasn't going to bring that up at all.
What happened? What happened? You know what happened? It's on page 23, if you need to know. Check it out.
He punched you in the chin.
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
And I was very confused. And I tried to punch him. And he literally moved his head out of the way and looked at me like I was stupid for doing it. He looked at me like, why would you do such a stupid thing? He looked at me like, oh, did you really think you were going to hit me? What a stupid thing to think, you slow, slow white boy. And then he punched me. And I felt embarrassed for even trying to punch him.
Oh, my God.
I felt like some kid trying to wrestle with his dad.
I can't believe it. What do you mean, live on? I gotta go.
That was late. I got a hot chick mechanic standing right beside me.
Oh, shut up. You
didn't
have
any. She wants to talk to Forrest fucking Griffin.
Hurry up. Go. You got 1 minute.
I got 1 minute. Here you go.
Hello? Hey. Oh, hey. What do you want, baby?
I sent a picture in for the hottest mechanic in Canada. She's a chick.
Right. We'll see. Thanks.
Canadians love the fighting. It's very true.
All right, go to ForrestGriffin.com or whatever and check out where Forrest is going
to
sign.
Actually, don't go to .com. Some other cocksuckers got that. Go to ForrestGriffin.net. Again,
Silver have it?
I don't care enough to buy that. I mean, like, I don't care. Whatever.
You go to ForrestGriffin.com and it's Anderson.
I'll sell my stupid t-shirt somewhere else. I don't care. Whatever, man.